being getting a shot. However, transition officials tell AP Biden may get a vaccine next week. President Trump has said he's not scheduled to get the vaccine, but he's looking forward to doing so at the appropriate time. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, the president already got COVID and recovered. Another world leader has just been infected.
France says President Emmanuel Macron was tested for the coronavirus as soon as symptoms first emerged, and that he received a positive result earlier today. He's now said to be self-quarantining. In France, that means 7 days in isolation. He'll continue to run the country remotely.
Fox's Simon Owen. There have been a lot of COVID restrictions across the country. Indoor dining banned again in some places, and in New York, there's no funny business, literally.
Entertainment venues of all kinds have struggled during the coronavirus lockdowns, and Stand Up New York is no different. Owner Danny Zaldan told Fox Business Network's Kennedy that comedy clubs like his should be essential businesses.
People need to laugh, and we're running out of Netflix shows to watch.
NBC's Saturday Night Live gets around the rules by paying audience members to watch, and the city's Department of Cultural Affairs has spent $47 million to help, but only to help big-ticket venues.
That's basically a death blow to small businesses, not only comedy clubs, all small businesses, music venues.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, despite a spike up in unemployment, Dow futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
When it's Sunday morning and it's too late for breakfast but too early for lunch, where do you go? How about brunch at the Cedar Room in North Platte? Every Sunday from 11 to 3, you'll find incredible menu items for brunch. Homemade crepes, waffles, omelets, brunch burgers, and more, including homemade biscuits and gravy, featuring Judy's Grab-A-Bite homemade breakfast biscuits. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for more info. Sip, eat, meet, and have fun at the Cedar Room, 505-507 North Dewey Street, North Platte.
On the morning of wonder and surprise, everyone's gathered around to discover what's hidden under the tree. Experience the joy and connections of the season with four lines for $100 from Vero, including two lines of Better Unlimited for Mom and Dad, and two lines of Student Unlimited for the kids. Plus, get four free phones as four free gifts for your family. Shop our best holiday deals now at a local Vero store or online at Vero.com. Merry Christmas from all of us at Vero.
From the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at HuskerRadio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Weiner.
And good morning and welcome into the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Starting off the show as we always do with a quick check of our time and temp. It's a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. At 8:06, it's 15 degrees according to the National Weather Service in North Platte. Mostly sunny today with high near 44. Cloudy this evening with low around 21. Sunny on your Friday with high near 43 tomorrow. Wind gusts possibly reaching as high as 30 miles an hour tomorrow. Saturday, sunny with high in the upper 40s. Sunday, be topping out in the mid-50s, and then mid-50s looks to be the remainder part of the forecast at early parts of next work week. Again, your time and temp, a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. At 8:07, it's 15 degrees, according to the National Weather Service in North Platte. We'll be topping out near 44 today. Have a full lineup for you this hour here for Mugs in the Morning on KODY. Have a few of the members from the Cedar Room in downtown North Platte hanging out in the green room, waiting to come on here in a few moments. We'll also dive into audio from yesterday's groundbreaking news here in the city of North Platte as members of the frontline healthcare community received COVID-19 vaccines at Great Plains Health yesterday. I was there in attendance for the first vaccine to be administered. I'll dive into some audio with that and the full coverage of that coming up this hour here on Mugs in the Morning. Might have some time for some open phones at the bottom of the hour as well. We'll just see how things progress. We begin the show by going right to the KODY phone lines. We have Carolyn Sabin from Families First Partnership joining us for our monthly update with Families First Partnership. Ms. Sabin, good to talk to you, and thanks as always for taking time for us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tristan. It's good to be back and reporting on what we've been doing lately.
So tell us, how's the month of December gone for you and the crew at Families First Partnership?
Well, December is really kind of our wrapping things up here, especially with our CARES dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last couple months have been really busy trying to get that information out and also just getting that assistance to families. And I have a little bit of a summary of what's gone on for Lincoln County.
Okay.
We assisted 48 families with rent or utilities.
Wow.
And when we applied for our CARES dollars, we also included Keith County and then Cozad and Gothenburg. And at this point in time, we've had a total of 104 families we've assisted through the CARES dollars between all the communities. And we should be pretty much wrapped up with the CARES dollars, but what Nebraska Children and Family Foundation did for us is they matched our CARES dollars with some private dollars. And so currently we've served about 68 families with those private dollars. So, and the, you know, the good news about any of the funding that we use, it goes right back into the community. We're paying landlords and utilities and that sort of thing. So it's been super busy, but we're feeling pretty good about what we've accomplished with our funding, and we're hoping this kind of stabilizes families through until, you know, people are not feeling the effects of COVID again. You know, that's still going to be a little bit hard to guess.
Sure.
Just because who knows on the vaccine how quickly things will get people get immunized and are protected a little bit more. But we were pretty happy just even, you know, realizing how quickly people figured out how to use our website and do the intakes. We had 350 intakes in the last 4 months. And so we're glad that people are accessing our website. But that even gave us a heads up to remind local nonprofits and organizations, you know, get your listing into our services directory on our website, because that's where people are going to access their information. And it's a pretty simple process. They just go to familiesforpartnership.org, and there's a tab there that says service directory, and you can register for it. So, and that way, anyone who's going to the website can access information about any other organization in the community, food pantries, churches, other nonprofits that provide assistance. So, and those all those entries also cross platform to our phone app, First Dash Link. So,
awesome! Kind of the one stop shop, as we've been calling it here for the past several months.
Yeah, that's what we're working on. So, and our next exciting news is that there's been a coordinator hired for our early childhood grant, and it's for really getting all the standards of quality into child cares and preschools in the community. And so we're pretty proud that job has been accepted by Diane Livingston. And so there's a lot of things that are going to go on with that, not only, you know, looking at creating quality in all the child cares and preschools in the area, but also a second part of that grant is that there'll be tuition assistance for child cares, especially if you're sending your child to a quality child care setting. And when we talk about quality, we're thinking of settings where, you know, there's a lot of interaction for the children and discovery and building relationships with the staff, you know, so they're looking at not just watching your kids and making sure they're safe, but also making sure they're meeting their social emotional needs.
Sure.
That academic preparation, so that when they are ready for kindergarten, they really are ready for kindergarten.
Absolutely.
And social skills too, learning, you know, take my turn, how to understand an apology, or, you know, all those different social skills that are really important for being prepared for school.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not just that preparation for school, but that preparation for life, too.
Exactly, yeah. So we're awaiting word on the second part of this grant that would provide that child care assistance. And there's also a section that would be available that they call it the Quality and Capacity Grant, and that's really an outreach to any of the child cares to say, okay, what needs to happen to help you have your setting with more quality?
Mm-hmm.
And we're really encouraging, too, you know, any child cares that have staff that would be willing to get trained in the Step Up to Quality. And Rooted in Relationships is another program that's available for training and just preparing child care workers to be more available to children and understand the needs of children.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Carolyn, tell us, what are some things that you're looking forward to in the new year at Families First Partnership as that new year is quickly approaching?
Right, yeah. Well, we are still promoting our service directory and that the phone app, that's a big thing that we'd really like to get populated for the community. And we also have our older youth group. It's called LEAP, and that stands for Leadership Experience Through, I can't think of what the AMP stands for right now.
It's early in the morning. You've got to pass.
I just keep calling it LEAP, and I'm like, oh, boy, what is that stands for? But anyway, what they do is they have a lot of leadership training, and this is really geared towards youth who have been in foster care or juvenile justice and have just been disconnected in their maybe family life. And so it's really to help them understand and learn about those skills that will prepare them for adulthood, because they possibly never experienced those things as they were growing up. And so our leader there is Melissa Frederick, and she's done a great job of getting the youth involved. And part of the focus on that is also community engagement.
Sure.
And, you know, learning volunteerism and, you know, giving back to your community, because really that's an important part of being a citizen of your community and knowing, you know,
absolutely,
the best way to keep our community active and alive and is by giving back and helping out in those areas, whether it be in a faith-based organization or a service organization of some sort. But, you know, that volunteerism is really important in communities.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Now, Carolyn, if there's anybody that wants to get additional information about Families First Partnership here in the month of December or early on in the new year, how can they do so?
Well, they can, of course, visit our website, because you can send an email through our website to ask for more information or to request assistance. Our central navigator's phone number is 520-3743, and she guides people into the right direction of, you know, and connecting them with an appropriate agency if we are not going to be able to help them.
Absolutely. Well, Carolyn, as always, we appreciate the time. It's always an honor to talk to you. We appreciate everything you've done for the community this past year. Appreciate you taking time for us here throughout the year as well, and look forward to continuing our partnership into the new year. Wish you and your family and your staff a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks, and same for all your staff there at Husker Radio. We appreciate everything you do in, you know, providing these interviews and for the Project Connect interviews. That was just awesome, and those are all posted on our website as well. So we thank you for doing that.
I was just thinking about that the other day. That was a lot of fun doing that. I'm glad we were able to help out.
Right, yeah.
Well, life gave us lemons, and we made lemonade.
Well, and I think that it just helps us all realize it takes all of us to support a community and keep things going for people in the community and supporting those residents and creating opportunities. So,
absolutely. Well, Ms. Saban, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you in the month of January.
Okay, sounds great, Tristan. Have a Merry Christmas and see you in January.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, Carolyn Sabin from Families First Partnership joining us for our monthly update with Families First Partnership in North Platte. We do need to step aside for a quick break as we'll have Hector and the crew from the Cedar Room joining us next on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.